Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and I want to give you a quick rundown of the most important points that you need to keep in mind when you're trying to get results from all the information products that are out there that you could be using. What do I mean by information products? Well, I'm talking about books, seminars, CDs, DVD programs that are out there, any kind of trainings that you go to, any kind of workshops. So any kind of basically information products, because right now we live in an information product age. So any kind of information product that you might potentially want to be using to improve your life in whatever capacity, whether it's just to get better performance at your job, or to get your life purpose on track, or to get your diet and your fitness on track, or to get your dating and relationship life handled, whatever you're trying to do there, what I see, of course, is the big problem is that people go in and they don't get the results that are promised in these programs. And so what I want to do is I want to cover and tell you exactly what you need to know about how to make these programs work for you. Because what I've actually discovered is coming into this 5 years ago, it took me a long time to get through a lot of this stuff, you know, having processed literally hundreds of books, dozens of seminars, all sorts of programs out there, everything under the sun, from marketing to dating advice to personal development. What I found out is some interesting points that you don't really understand when you start this process off. And I'm going to cover some of the common illusions about how this stuff is advertised, how it's marketed. And then I'm also going to cover some of the points where people slip up and some of the biggest pitfalls that people make when they buy these products and then they don't get the results that they want. So here's the thing. When I started off, I was actually very skeptical. I was a very skeptical and cynical guy. And I still am to some degree, but I think I've backed off of it through doing a lot of personal development work. But when I started off, I was very skeptical because you hear some program that says that you can transform your life in a week or in a month, or that you can get these amazing results with your business, you can make all this money, or you can drop all this weight, or you can get this hot girlfriend, whatever kind of results are being promised to you. You got to keep in mind that, yes, the advertising can be exaggerated for some of this stuff, but that still doesn't mean that you can't get amazing results. So here are the common illusions that you have usually when you go into buying one of these products and you get hooked by the advertising. So illusion number one is the pace at which the change is going to happen. So even though you can make really big change, that's true, it's not going to happen on the order of weeks. And I would say it's not even going to happen on the order of a month or two. It's going to take more like 6 months to 24 months to see those kind of amazing results that you really want, whether that's in your business or in your fitness or in any other part of your life. And that is just something that can't be helped because the human mind is slow to change. And when you're trying to make a big change in your life, you've got a long history of a built-up bad track record. You have to retrain yourself and you have to go out there and learn something, do something, put something into practice. And to do that, you can't really do that overnight. So don't expect overnight success, and don't even expect a weekly success. Expect success 6 to 12 months out. That's when you're going to get your big changes. But you will get them. The next thing, you must be consistent and persistent in order to get the result. A lot of people assume that they're going to buy that DVD program or whatever, and then they can just sit back and now it's easy. They got the hard part done. No. That's not how it works. You just started your journey, my friend. This is where the hard work actually begins. Now you gotta be persistent. Now you gotta be consistent. What do I mean by consistent? That means you do it every single day. You follow up on whatever material is there every single day, daily. You do this. It's a training process. And then persistent means that even when you're encountering problems and you feel like giving up, you still continue. Even when you doubt yourself and you don't know if you're doing it quite right, and you have questions, and you think that nothing is happening, and you're not getting any results, and you start doubting everything, that's when you gotta still keep going. So that's the consistent, persistent. If you don't take that attitude, then you're not gonna get any results. Or at least you're not gonna get those big results that you know you wanna get from that program or that were advertised. The third point is that you must actually do the exercises and the assignments. Most of these programs, if they're good, it's not just gonna be theory. Theory's nice, it can give you some awareness, but awareness alone is not enough to really get a big substantial change in your life. What you're gonna need is to take action, and that action is facilitated with the exercises and the assignments that you're given. It's very easy to go through a self-help book and just kind of like say, that assignment, that visualization exercise they told me to do for 10 minutes, I'm not going to do that. I already got that part down. I'm going to skip these affirmations. You know, I'm going to skip this this goal setting process here. I'm not going to do this worksheet, or I'm going to do half the worksheet, not do the whole thing. If you take that approach and all you're after, you're just going to be soaking up the theory. What's going to happen is you're going to have so much theory, but you're not going to have anything implemented. And it's not really going to lead you to anything good. In fact, it's going to get you very frustrated and get you very upset about the fact that you're wasting your money and your time on this program, not getting results. The next point is that there is really no magic bullet. A lot of programs will say that this is it. I've got the secret. I've got the one, the two, the three techniques, the three strategies that will just blow everything else out of the water. This is the best program ever, right? How many times have we heard that? The fact is that even though this could be a really good strategy, a really effective technique, it's not a magic bullet. There's no one program that's going to fix your whole life and make you happy, and there's not even going to be one program that's going to fix one part of your life. It's just, there's too much. One program can't handle it, and you're going to need a variety of opinions and perspectives. So for example, if you're trying to launch a new business online, and you think that one program is going to somehow magically allow you to do that now, that's not going to happen. That one program might give you some good insights, it might get you a good chunk of the way there, but realistically, you're going to be investing in multiple programs to get that going. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that don't set that unrealistic expectation and don't buy into the hype that this is the one magic bullet, because there's no such thing. And this will apply to diet, personal development, career development, anything. You're going to want to be reading multiple books, studying multiple programs. That's how you really get it handled. That's how you get the results out of it. Next is you want to understand that if you want to get the result, you're going to have an investment of emotional labor. There's going to be emotional labor involved. You can't just sit back on the couch and expect things to manifest for you. There's going to be emotional labor involved. That means you're going to have to struggle. That means you're going to be unsure about whether you're doing it correctly. And you're going to have to actually put in some hard work. And you're going to have to grind through certain parts. That doesn't mean that the whole journey is going to be a slog, but it can be difficult. There can be times where you're going to have to really kind of crank yourself, crank your brain, rack your brain to get this stuff to work and to get you to go and take the risks and get the understanding that you need, right? You're going to have to go through that process of building an understanding, and that sometimes can be emotionally taxing. So that's going to be required. And then, of course, another point is that just because a product is effective and someone gives you a really good technique on how to do this or a strategy on how to do that, that doesn't mean that that product is right for you at this particular time, because we all have different priorities. You have to really prioritize your time and understand what it is that you want to be working on right now. What is going to make the biggest difference in your life, give you the biggest quality improvement? And that might not be what this one program is offering. This one program might be giving you a really good marketing strategy, but maybe what you don't need right now is a marketing strategy. Maybe what you need is you need something different. Maybe you need to improve your product quality instead of your marketing strategy, or whatever it might be. That is really crucial, because sometimes you can be taken away and distracted by the fact that you see this amazing product and you're like, yeah, that product sounds amazing. It's got all these great testimonials and it's clear that it's getting people results. I've got friends who use it, etc., etc., and you're all of a sudden attracted to it. But then you have to ask yourself, is that really what I need right now at this point in time? Maybe I should put this on the shelf for a year down the road when I get there. But right now I have bigger fish to fry. So there's that question that you have to keep in mind. So don't get seduced there. And then, of course, the last thing to keep in mind is realistic expectations. You can get really amazing change from these programs, really amazing results. But you got to also understand that in the end, the change is still going to be subtle. And what I mean by that is that objectively, it'll be a big change, but to you, it can still feel kind of subtle. And it's never going to be like that caricature that you imagine it to be. For example, if a program promises you to make you wealthy and financially independent and earning six figures, right now, maybe for you, if you're earning low five figures, like let's say you're earning 25, 30 grand, then six figures sounds amazing to you, and it sounds like that's going to revolutionize your life. And the fact is that there are programs out there that will help you make six figures, that will make that kind of dramatic change in your life. But you also got to understand that just because you're making six figures doesn't mean that you're like a rock star now. You're not living the rock star lifestyle by any means. It's still going to be a pretty subtle change. You can get those things, but your life is not going to change that much from what it kind of is right now. Like the feelings that you're getting, you're kind of going to have to wait for a long time. You have to work for a long time to really get substantial changes in your feelings, even when your external circumstances change. So if you want to get really big changes in your feelings, that's going to take even longer. And that's going to require a lot of deep inner work, not just getting an external result. So just getting money into bank account is not really going to affect your life that much more positively. And then, of course, the last kind of point to keep in mind is this rule that I learned from Dan Kennedy, who's a marketing genius, who has a lot of marketing seminars out there, some of the best. And he has this concept called the 80-15-5 rule. And what that means is that no matter what sample of the population you take, and no matter how good your training is, and no matter how bright those people are, just by the dynamics of human nature, the statistics are going to break down as follows. About 80% of those people, if you train them, and you train them really well, about 80% of them will get no results or very mediocre results. 15% of them will get pretty decent results. And then about 5% of them will get exceptional, amazing results. And what's even more fascinating, you think, like, how could that be? Well, what if we, like, improved the training? And what if we took, like, really bright-eyed, bushy-tailed people who are, like, really high achievers and, like, super wealthy and successful already? And let's say we took a sample of them, like 100 of those people, put them in a room and trained them. Would that rule still apply? And what he says is that, yes, it still applies. If you take 100 millionaires and you put them into a room, and these are all like super high-achieving people, super successful, they know how to get stuff done, and they're very consistent and persistent, and you take them and you give them a training, 80% of them are still going to get kind of average, mediocre results, 15% of them will get pretty decent results, and then 5% of them will get amazing results. Why that is, it's kind of just like the way the laws of the universe, it just works that way. It tends to break down that way. Because you're going through and you're just like, you're stratifying. And every stratification level that you're going through, there's going to be a chunk of the population that's just kind of average and mediocre. And that's the biggest majority. Then there's going to be kind of a medium-sized group that's doing pretty decent. And then there's going to be a small group that's doing exceptional. So you got to ask yourself, you know, which of those are you going to fall into? And what I'm going to give you here right now is I'm going to give you some points on how to make sure that you're ending up in that 5% instead of that 80%, because we want you to be getting that those exceptional results. But before I get to those points, and there's going to be about 10 of them, is I'm going to tell you a little bit more about kind of my story and some of the concerns I had when I was going into this, because I was very skeptical. And a lot of times I would pick up a book and I see this book on positive thinking, or I see this book talking about NLP, or I see this book talking about doing visualization and how good it is and how effective it is. And I'd always come up with counter-arguments. I'd say, well, it's worked for that guy. What if he just got lucky and now he's just being used as an anecdotal evidence? You know, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for me. What if, what if my circumstances are different here and they're not going to be like they were for that guy? Or a million different other excuses to negate the results that some of these programs are delivering. What I've found out is that actually most quality, and I need to qualify this, quality programs that are either books or CDs or DVDs or seminars from some of the big name guys out there are actually, almost all of them are really, really good. It's really hard to go wrong. A lot of times I would think like, well, is this program going to like rip me off? What if I pay them $500 and then I don't get my money's worth? What if the results are totally fabricated and false? What if these testimonials are false? What if all these people saying that they're getting good results are just full of shit? You know, how do I know that this is going to actually do anything for me? What I found out is that all those programs are actually really, really good. And on top of that, just fundamentally speaking, the stuff that they're teaching is just true. It's factually true. The stuff they're teaching is factually true. And to me, this was a big revelation that I just had recently, is that, damn, if I survey all the different programs that I've taken over the last 5 years, like, it's really hard to find one where like I was totally deceived or somehow scammed. Of course, I do have to qualify that I'm talking about quality programs. So you do have to do a little bit of due diligence and vetting here. Don't just buy a program from some no-name guy who is running some ramshackle operation and who's faking testimonials and stuff like that. That, of course, can get you hurt. You don't want to do that. But if it's someone like a big name guy in the industry, or it's someone that you can trust the testimonials of, or it's someone who's just talking to you and it makes sense and you can see that they have a decent character, that they're like not a shady person, then you can be pretty damn sure that they're going to deliver a good program. And you know why that is? Actually, it's kind of an interesting point, because I think that people that are actually in personal development and that are doing it for a living, and this is a generalization, so don't hold me to this across every person that works in the industry, but I think in general, people that really love what they're doing and they're working in this industry, what's nice is that they're not like your typical businessman, because the typical businessman, all he cares about is like the bottom line, and that's his core value. But for, again, that's a stereotype, but for people that work in self-help, it's more like they are using the self-help on themselves too. That's how they got into the industry in the first place, most of them. So for them, they want to be in integrity, right? And actually what's important to them is not so much even the money, but it's like the impact that they're having. And they like having a positive impact on people. So like they bust their ass day and night to create these amazing programs, to teach you and to give these speeches, prepare all this material, write these books. Like they really bust their ass to do this and then bust their ass promoting it because nobody wants to buy this stuff because they don't believe them because it sounds too good to be true. And so what happens is that, yeah, they really want you to be successful, so they create really good products. They tend to want to create good products because their mission is to help people. Their mission is not just to rip you off. There are some scammers like anywhere out there, but I actually think that in the self-help industry, I think there's less scammers than there are in other industries. Because in other industries, they don't have that same level of awareness. They don't have that same drive and need for contribution, impact, and significance that I think people in the self-help industry have. And that's just because of the way you get into the self-help industry. It kind of filters you for that. Okay, so that point is important. And I think that if you can trust the character of the person that you're buying the material from, then you can be pretty certain that it's going to be good material. And then, of course, a couple of more points about this that I discovered is that negative reviews, when you go out there and maybe you think that you're going to do a Google search on a program that you want to buy, and you're like, let me see if this like Tony Robbins program has any negative reviews. And you type in like Tony Robbins, Unleash the Power Within, criticism or negative review, or you type in bad or good? You do something like that, and you can do this for any type of program. The problem with doing it that way is I found that it's not very helpful, because the problem is not so much with the tool, it's more with the person. Here's what happens. Someone goes into a self-help program, right? Like let's say they take a Tony Robbins program, and then they go through it, they listen to it, it all sounds nice or excited, but then of course, they're part of that 80%, that 80 percentile that gets either no results or mediocre results. And why is that? Well, for many of the reasons which we're going to cover in a second here, because they're not persistent, because they're not really motivated to do it. It's because it's not really aligned with what is in their priority right now. It's all kind of some of the illusions that we talked about. Maybe they have very unrealistic expectations, or they don't do the exercises the way they're supposed to. Or maybe they have inner blocks, limiting beliefs that are just like holding them back from giving it their all. Or they come in there extremely skeptical, and of course it turns into a self-fulfilling prophecy and they fail. Right? If you get a review from a person like that, then it's not a very helpful review. And usually the negative reviews tend to be overly negative, and they're from these people that psychologically need a reason to, they need something to blame for why they're not getting the success they want. Because like the program was awesome. Tony Robbins' program is an awesome program, but you do have to work the program. And then what happens is that people don't work it, and then they're like, well, it's him. It's like he's not teaching it right. Or there's something missing in this program. It's not like, it's just not working. No, the problem is that you're not working it and that you're failing on these common pitfalls. You're actually falling prey to these common pitfalls. And now you don't want to admit that it's you who's being lazy. You have to go out there and you're gonna point your finger at something. I'm not saying this is true again across the board. I'm just saying that if you go online and you start looking for these negative reviews deliberately, you can find negative reviews on anything. And then, of course, as with any product, even the best, most stellar product, I don't care in what industry it's in or what kind of service it is, you're always going to get some dissatisfied customer just because you are dealing with large customer bases. You know, if you've got thousands of people buying a product, you're inevitably going to get people, a few of them at least, that are going to be disappointed because they got a defective product, disappointed because something went wrong, maybe because the service or the product was not up to par for them, or just because they didn't fulfill their part of the bargain. So keep that in mind. And then finally, I want to mention that, you know, faith is required for any kind of psychological work. And this is a subtle point that I didn't appreciate when I got into this because I considered myself to be this realist and to be very grounded and to be based on science and fact. And I would go in there and I'd analyze and I'd be skeptical and kind of cynical about stuff. And I'd say, well, I shouldn't have to believe it for it to work. If it works, it'll work. I don't need to believe in it. The thing is, with psychological work, it really is a big mind game, all of it. All of success is a big mind game, and confidence is a big mind game, and a lot of it is a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you go in half-assing it, thinking that, for example, when you're starting a business, that, well, you know what, I don't think this business is going to work because the economy is doing bad, and well, because look at those people over there, they failed, and my friends, they got these bad jobs, why aren't they starting business? So that must mean that it's really hard to start a business. And so you come up with all these excuses for why it's hard to start a business, and then you hold yourself back, and then you buy this business starting program, it's like a business in a box, you buy it, and you work it half-ass, or you don't work it at all. Or you sit there the whole time, and you're always coming up with reasons why this doesn't work, and this doesn't work, and this won't work. And then, of course, when you go out there and you try to take action on that, what happens? Very likely, you're going to create a self-fulfilling prophecy. Whereas if you come in there and you're like, okay, I'm going to roll up my sleeves, I'm going to get it done, I don't care what it takes, come hell or high water, I'm going to make this thing work, even if this product doesn't have all the information I want in it, I'm going to go find other products, I'm going to figure it out on my own. See, like, the difference in mindset? When you come in with that second type of mindset, you're going to find a way to make it work. That's where the persistence and the consistency comes in. It's that difference. And so it's really important to consider that. Is that if you're a very skeptical, cynical type of person and you pride yourself on your realism, I can guarantee you, you're gonna have a challenging time using self-help products to advance yourself in any area of life. And that's kind of a shame because these products are amazing. They're just incredible. But you have to buy into it. You have to kind of take that leap of faith. And if you're not able to take that leap of faith, you're sitting there, you're thinking like, yeah, well, you're just saying that because you want to sell us some product and because you're bought into this thing and you're like drinking the Kool-Aid with everybody else that's in this industry. If that's the mindset that you're coming from, I really have to ask you, like, what is the limiting belief there that you've got? What is really holding you back? Because there's some emotional, deep-seated emotional block that you've got. Because in the end, what you're buying a book that's like $15 you're spending on a book. You're buying a CD program that might be $100, $200. You might be attending a seminar, $1,000. That's not that big of a loss. Let's say you go to a $1,000 or $2,000 seminar, right? Worst case scenario, you go to an expensive, top-of-the-line $2,000 seminar from a top-name guy, and you sit there for 3 days, and you listen to all this material. You're not going to get $1,000 worth for that. And even if you lose $1,000, let's say you pick the wrong seminar, pick the wrong guy, pick the wrong program. I mean, you lose $1,000. It's not that big in the grand scheme of things. What you could learn for that $1,000 is like exponential. It could be 100 times worth. It could be worth $100,000 really if you go out there and implement that information. And so don't hold yourself back with these kind of petty little concerns. Just say to yourself that, you know what, I'm gonna risk it. So what? I mean, I can take some risks in life, and this is not like jumping out of a moving train or something. This is a pretty sane type of risk. Nothing too bad is going to happen to you if you go buy a book or an audio program and you really work it hard or go to a seminar. Nothing too bad is going to happen to you. So just take the leap. Try it. You know, try it. See what happens. And don't try it once. Maybe you get burned the first time. Try it a couple times. It takes persistence to get success in life. That's just kind of a fact. All right, so here it is. I'm going to give you the top 10 or so points for what you need to do to make self-help work for you and actually deliver the results, all right? This is it. You ready? Okay, so first is you need to be adopting an experimenter's mindset. What does this mean? Just basically what I was talking about. You want to go in there and you want to be playing around with this stuff. It's like, instead of saying, I don't know if this will work, let me sit there and nitpick every single point that this guy is talking about. No. What you do is you come in there and you say, okay, this is going to work well for me. I'm going to experiment. I'm going to see what I can take from this, and I'm going to run with it. Not only am I going to take what's here, but I'm going to build on it. I'm going to run with it. I'm going to play around with it. I'm going to experiment. I'm going to see. I'm going to try it this way. I'm going to try it this way. So it's that kind of mindset, experimenter's mindset. You really, really need that when you're going into one of these information products. Okay, number two is watch out for idle theorizing. This is what I call the mental masturbation effect. This is what happens when you just go to one seminar, then another seminar, then another seminar, and each time you're in a seminar, you're feeling great. It's not like you're sitting at a seminar, you're like, damn, this is horrible. No, it's like, wow, this guy's presenting amazing information, and I'm learning so much, I'm picking all these notes. You know what, I'm gonna sign up to his next seminar, I'm gonna buy these products, I'm gonna buy some books, this is amazing, I'm gonna go talk with my friends about it, and then I'm gonna read some more research online about it. It's that kind of mindset, right? And then what happens is you do that for a year or two, and let's say you're working on your business, and what happens is you don't have anything built 2 years from that point, but you've gone to all these seminars, you've hung out with cool people, you've got binders full of notes. It's because you were collecting theory and you weren't taking action. So you got to really watch out for that one. That's where you're losing a lot of your results. Take more action, less theory. You really don't need that much theory. You need to be taking way more action than theory. A little bit of theory, a lot of action. All right, next point is you got to follow the instructions and follow them closely. And what I've really found lately, follow them to the letter. Because some of these people that create these programs, they're not just good. These are like exceptional teachers. These are some of the best teachers and mentors in the world. These guys really know their stuff. They're masters of their craft if you choose the programs correctly. So that means when they're telling you something, it's probably important. And when they're telling you to do it this specific way, that probably has some significance. So follow those instructions. I know myself, I don't really like following instructions. I like to go off and do my own maverick thing. And that has definitely hit me in the ass sometimes, come back and hit me in the ass, because I would do it my way, and then only to learn after a lot of work and labor that it was a waste and that I should have done it the way that they were teaching it in the first place. So that can be a big one too, is make sure that you're actually following the instructions. And that doesn't mean that you need to be a slave to the instructions. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you follow the instructions and you see the results it gets you. And then you can, of course, personalize it. Put your own style on it, put your own spin on it, maybe change it totally around. But you gotta start with the instructions, because you're going in there assuming that this guy knows what he's talking about. And maybe he doesn't, but go in there assuming that he does, because you paid for the program, you vetted him, you vetted the product, and now you're going in there and you're in it, you're listening to what he's saying, you're following the instructions. Then you can improvise later. All right. The next point is take notes on everything in review. So don't read a book, even a book. Every book I read, I take copious notes on. But of course, if you're going to a seminar, definitely take notes. If you're listening to an audio program or a video program, take tons and tons of notes. And then you don't just take the notes and then hide them under your desk. You take those notes and then you review them. You review them in the morning, you review them at night, you review them on a weekly and monthly basis. This is important to do the follow-up with this stuff. So you're studying. You're not just absorbing one hit of information. You're studying the information. You're letting it simmer in your mind. That's a really important point. Then, of course, I don't have to say this, but I actually do, is that you have to work the program diligently. People do not want to work this stuff diligently. Diligently means persistently and consistently. You have to actually go out there and do it every single day. It's not that you go and you take a seminar and then the week after the seminar, you work a little bit on the exercise they gave you and then you stop, then you don't get results. You have to keep working on it. Work on it for weeks, for months, for years, however long it requires to get the results that you want. You got to keep working at that stuff. And you got to work hard, right? You got to work hard. This is something that's important to you, supposedly. So put in the sweat, put in the blood that's necessary to get the result out of it, and then you will. Kind of simple, but that's where that's pretty much why people end up in that 80 percentile group that gets mediocre results, is that they simply don't work diligently. And I've been guilty of this myself, so I can't really cast blame. The next point is only do one program at a time. It's really hard to dedicate enough attention and awareness to doing multiple programs, reading multiple self-help books, taking instructions from multiple sources at once. That's going to get you into trouble, because what's going to do is you're going to half-ass multiple things when you should be excelling and mastering one thing. So if you want to take multiple programs, then set up a schedule and say that, you know, for the next 2 months, I'm going to work on this one program. Then I might work on another program 2 months after that, and then maybe another program for a year after that. So you got to space this stuff out and give yourself space to work it and to really focus on it. And you don't want your mind distracted by a bunch of other stuff. Then the next point is that I really encourage you, I found that this is necessary pretty much to get all the juice out of a program, is you got to retake the program multiple times. I'm not kidding you. That means that when you listen to that Tony Robbins CD, you feel like, oh man, I can't believe it. I just made through this massive 10 CD set. I can't believe I even did that. Okay, now you got to do it 5 more times. Yeah, it's kind of a different level of commitment, isn't it? You don't just listen to the program once. You listen to it like 5 times, 10 times, as many times as you need to really register it. And that doesn't mean 2 or 3 times. That means like in the double digits. That's how you really extract all the juice. Your brain needs that time to process it. And each time that you listen to it, you're going to pick out more and more. Because what's going to happen is you're going to listen to it the first time. You're just going to get a general big picture view. Okay. And maybe a couple of little tidbit action items. So then what you do after you listen to it the first time, you take a bunch of notes, review them. Then you go out and you actually start to implement. You start implementing. You start running into problems, this, and basically you forget what you were learning. You forget the theory. So then you come back to the program again. You listen to it maybe a few weeks later or a month later, and all of a sudden you're taking new things out of the program, because it's like, oh, I've already done that, but I've had this problem, and here's a solution. Oh, I should be doing this thing in addition to, or oh, that's what I was doing wrong. So you start to have these realizations on that second listen through. And then what do? You go out there and you implement some more and you implement some more. And then you come back and you listen to a third time. And then a fourth time and then a fifth time. Usually when you get like past the third or fourth time, you're not listening to it as focusedly as you would be. Like a lot of times I'll listen to it to the program while I'm showering, or I'll listen to it while I'm cooking food. So my concentration is divided. I'm kind of multitasking. But it's still effective to have that just information kind of streaming into my brain. So I might be listening to some program while I'm cooking myself some breakfast, and it's a great use of time, because I would have been cooking that breakfast anyways, but here I have maybe 15 minutes to listen to a couple of CDs, and while I do that, I get some tidbits that will then help me with my workday that day. It's just like little stuff like that. And doing it in little bite-sized chunks is actually really good, because you can't implement too much at once. So just listening to maybe 10, 15 minutes every morning or every evening already gets you enough theory to then do a whole day or even a whole week of work worth. So that can be a really effective way to do it. But ultimately, you got to listen to it multiple times. Then the next point is that you got to be very patient. And like I said, you got to be consistent, and you got to be outcome independent. So if you're going into these programs and you're like, okay, I'm going to get this program, and I'm gonna lose 50 pounds. I'm gonna lose 50 pounds in a month. Like that, I'm really committed. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna work really hard. I'm gonna be really diligent. I've taken all the notes. I've listened to the program multiple times. But the problem is that you're so outcome dependent there, right? You need that outcome too badly. You want it too much. And you set like some ridiculous time frame on yourself, like a month to lose 50 pounds. It's not gonna happen. You know, you would be equally happy if you lost those 50 pounds in 12 months. Would you not? I mean, would you be equally happy if right now you lost, if you're 50 pounds overweight and you lose that in 1 month versus losing it in 12 months, let's say 2 years afterwards, after that whole process, you're still going to be just as happy, right? You won't care that much. So you don't need to rush it. You need to be patient, and you need to be outcome independent. And don't always be checking your result. A lot of times that's what will happen too, is that when you go in there with a skeptical mind, you're going to be like, well, okay, I'm going to spend 2 hours doing what they tell me, and I'm going to see if that may change. Or maybe I'm going to spend the next week doing every little detail that has been outlined in this program, let's say launching my business, and then next Monday, I'm going to check and see if I got the traffic that I wanted, or if I got the sales that I wanted, or if I got the inquiries or the clients or the money in my bank account that I wanted. You know, being that outcome dependent is going to screw you up, because you're going to be looking for faults instead of looking for ways to make it work. This is the mindset you want to shift out of. You want to be an experimenter, not a critic or a cynic. And then lastly, and this goes back to that original point that we kind of started with, is that there is no magic bullet. There is no one program that's going to do it all for you. What I found is that you need to become a student of it all and take multiple programs. So if you want to master some aspect of your business, buy one program, learn from it, learn what you can, finish it up, implement what you can, get what you can out of it. Then go buy another thing. Go buy a book. Read that book, implement that book, also on the same topic. Then go out there, maybe take a seminar, something a little more advanced, more investment, right? Spend a couple months implementing what you learned in that seminar. Then go out and maybe get another CD product, maybe buy another book. If you want to become a master at something, your shelves have to be filled with stacks of manuals and notes and books and training material on that thing. How do you think people get good? They don't just get good by picking up one book. Let's say I want to learn how to do public speaking. Am I really going to get good by picking up one book? No. I'm going to study a whole slew of books, and I'm going to read blogs, and I'm going to take some programs, and maybe I'm going to join some Toastmasters, and I'm going to go out there and give some speeches. That's how you get good. You don't just get good by reading one book. That's just silly. That's just not how mastery works. So keep that in mind. All right, so we've gone through so much here. I hope this gives you a little bit more of an in-depth perspective from an insider of kind of what it's like to be consuming these information products. Because I know that there's so many of these information products out there, and when I came into it, I really didn't know what was in there. And to me, right now, looking at it, it's like, damn, there are actually information products at this point on almost anything that you want to master in your life. Anything, no matter how niche it might be, there's a book, an ebook, a seminar on it. It's crazy. You can find that stuff, no matter how obscure it is what you're trying to learn. So that's the first point. And the second point is that if you actually go out there and read this material and implement it, it will work for you. It's very rare to find material that doesn't actually work if you work it, which is, to me, an amazing thing, because that gives you so much power. Think of how much power that gives you to be able to make these changes. And I also kind of like the fact that there is this 80-15-5 rule, because I know that if I work it really, really hard and I'm really persistent and I observe all these points that we talked about, then I'm going to be in that 5%, and that gives me such a huge edge over everybody else, you know? Because one of the things I don't like about these programs, and this has kind of been a limiting mindset of mine, is that I'll go into a program and I'm like, well, but then there's 1,000 other people learning how to make this business just the way that I am. What sets me apart? What if there's going to be 1,000 cookie cutter businesses now because we all follow the same program? It doesn't really happen, because 80% of them don't even do the work. Probably half of them don't even like really complete the program. But then 80% of them get really mediocre results, and then 15% of them get okay results, and then only 5% of those 1,000 will get exceptional results, and then all of them are going to be in their own different little niches and doing it in different ways. So it's not really a big concern in the long run, and I like the fact that if I work it really hard, I can put myself into those 5%. All right, so those are my thoughts. Go ahead and make use of all the amazing information products that are out there. I think you'll be actually really blown away when you try a couple of them, how much you can get out of them. And of course, the ultimate conclusion here is that you get what you put into it. You're going to get out of it exactly what you put into it. All right, this is Leo signing off. Go ahead, leave me some comments. I love hearing your comments and your thoughts. And then please like this and share this. I want to spread this message around. And of course, go to actualize.org for more free advanced personal development videos, where we help you to create an amazing, charged life.